Well, each member of Congress gets one ticket for the gallery, one guest, and I wanted to honor a deferred action or DACA recipient from Colorado, somebody who has legal permission to work thanks to President Obama's DACA program, something that President Trump at times has said he will cancel or roll back. So I thought it was very important to help educate President Trump for him to be able to look up in the gallery and see the faces of those who his policies will impact.
Oscar, what does it mean for you to be sitting there this evening?
I mean, it is definitely an honor to be here, representing my family, representing myself, and representing all the directly impacted immigrants here in the U.S. So it's definitely an honor to be here.
Aside from getting to attend tonight's event, how have you and your family and your community been impacted by the recent uptick in deportations, given that there were a lot of deportations under the Obama administration, but certainly an uptick, and indeed a DACA recipient also arrested in recent weeks as well? What has the climate been, and what are you feeling personally here in Colorado and your family and your community?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely really concerning to see everything that's been happening across the country. It's really sad for me, and I know it's really sad for my community members, including my family, that we have to be looking over our shoulders and really fear that deportation. I do have deferred action, but it still doesn't take away the fear that I have in a way of knowing if my parents are going to make it back home or if something was to happen. It is something to worry about day by day. And due to the executive orders and due to just other things that have come up, it's really gut wrenching. But this is why I'm here. You know, I'm here and putting a face to the issue and knowing that this is policies and this is orders that directly impact me and my community.
Congressman Polis, I know that many of your colleagues, other Democrats, are inviting members of marginalized communities who are really feeling the impact of some of the Trump administration executive orders and proclamations. What can you do, though, as legislators, given current Republican control at this in D.C.? What can you do as legislators, aside from making these gestures like inviting Oscar to be your guest this evening? What else can be done tangibly?
Well, as you indicated, Democratic lawmakers are not in a lawmaking position. The Republicans control the House and the Senate and the presidency, so they can do what they want. We can use our soapbox to object, to show a better path forward for the American people, to demonstrate that, in fact, our immigrant communities are a great asset to our country. They're an important part of making our country great, and we need to do a better job integrating our immigrant communities and create pathway to citizenship and making sure that families are united and that Oscar doesn't have to worry about his mom or his dad being deported or of his three siblings, one of them was just a couple weeks too old to receive deferred action, and the other three are able to, so the eldest sibling doesn't have the same opportunity. So we want to create an America that has that great promise of opportunity for everybody, and one that truly makes America stronger together.
I know that there has been a lot of coverage about the absence of many legislators from town hall meetings. I know you're heading back to Colorado, but you yourself, you will be holding some town hall meetings?
We do. We have several coming up in Broomfield and Fort Collins, and polis.house.gov is my website, and my constituents are welcome to check on there for our schedule.
Aside from immigration, which is obviously front and center in Oscar's mind, and I know yours as well, what are some of the other issues that you're going to be paying attention to this evening in the State of the Union address?
Well, we're hoping to hear specifics from President Trump. There's been a lot of talking points, a lot of political talk, but there's been no policy. And what matters at the end of the day are words on a page and what the policies are. So we're hoping that he's specific about what he wants to do. Frankly, I'm hoping he can offer a path forward for people like Oscar in a way that we can get immigration reform done in a way that unites families and grows our economy.